Northern Colorado never stops. Neither do we. This is NoCo Now, presented by the J9 Agencies. Here's Tanner Schwint.
Let's get hour number two underway. It's a busy one. Dr. Kimberly Winter will be joining us with New West Physicians, how to keep healthy in 2021, starting off the new year. What are those most important steps in your healthy new year? We'll talk with Kimberly about that. Also, Marcia Schaefer with RSVP Weld County will join us as well. They've got some new stuff rocking and rolling over at RSVP, so we'll talk with her in hour number two as well. Poll question still up at NoCo Now on Facebook. Do you partake in trading of the stock market? Do you do anything in the stock market? What are you short-term day trading or long-term stocks? What part of it do you partake in, if at all? I've never messed around with it. I remember my brother was doing it at one point. He had a couple of stocks, but it wasn't anything long-term. I cannot remember what had happened, but it seems to me that it's getting more popular amongst the average folks, right? There's more people that are doing this day trading because it's like going to the casino. You don't know what it's going to do. No one would have predicted that GameStop would have just blasted like this. So you can try and find trends and things like that, but it's a roll of the dice, and I think that's what a lot of people looked to when there was no, you know, when there was no going out, there was not a whole lot of entertainment. People were getting bored, to be honest. And so they turned to stocks and they turned to day trading. And it made a lot of people rich. Now what is going on in Robinhood right now, which is a day trading app, it's remarkable watching because it's costing people an incredible amount of money. Dave Portnoy, who I had mentioned again, he is the president of Barstool, saying now he is down, let me see here, he's down $1 million today because of what Robinhood has done. He's calling for them to be in jail. There's got to be some sort of repercussions for this. There's got to be some sort. So now the other Webull Global, they are now no longer offering those stocks either. So you're getting all of these different operations not allowing people to buy or acquire any more of these specific stocks, and claiming that it's very volatile for the people who are trying to buy them. They are tampering with the stocks. There's got to be some sort of repercussion, but that's the backstory as to why our poll question is up today on our Facebook page at NoCo Now on Facebook. Text us at 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301, and you can be a part of the conversation with us. No, we're not going to be texting back or anything like that. Just want to get your thoughts out on the air. What are your thoughts? I mean, should these companies be able to do what they're doing right now? I don't think so, right? Isn't that messed up? Yeah, I mean, you could normally just look at something and say, yeah, that's messed up. That's not messed up. That's how I make a lot of my judgments. That's messed up. What they're doing to people right now is making people lose a ton of money. And they're claiming because it's all volatile, they're the one creating it. And that's the problem with what's going on. Again, 970, you want to call in? If you know more about this, call in 970-353-1310, 970-353-1310, and let me know what your thoughts are on this situation. All right, let's switch gears. Let's get to our sports segment, shall we? Let's start with the biggest win of the year. It was the biggest win of the night and the biggest win of the year for the Colorado State Rams basketball program. This was crazy what took place last night. People may have predicted CSU to win. They were the underdogs going into this game, though. But nobody predicted them to win by 22 points. By 22. and David Roddy, who will be on the whole show later today, scored 27 to carry Colorado State past Boise State 78-56. 27 points plus 15 boards. CSU extended its home win streak to 7 games. And they just stopped them. I mean, Boise State was the team that you looked at in the conference and said, okay, you know, they're really good. And 22. I can't stress that enough. Isaiah Stevens. How far has Isaiah Stevens come so far as he started his career? You know, McKinley Wright down at Colorado at CU gets a ton of hype, rightfully so. But Isaiah Stevens is kind of doing some of the same stuff. 12 points, 10 assists for CSU. John Tonji throws in 11 points. Kendall Moore, 11 points. This was what happened where everybody was just clicking and they just rolled. They dominated the first half, led 40-25 at halftime. The Broncos, 31 points in the second half, were a season low for the team. So they just knocked them out and they never looked back. And listening to Kevin Lytle, Kevin knows this team, the ins and outs, that he knows this team really well. He said something on the whole show yesterday where he said Boise State is maybe the deepest team in the conference and has the most ability to blow teams out. Well, that shoe got thrown on the other foot last night as CSU just dominates every aspect of this game. I actually texted Kevin about halfway through and said, "You think are they going to keep this up?" He said, "I think they can win, but not by 20 plus." They won by 22, and he texted me and said, "Or not." And that's exactly right. I think it caught a lot of people off guard. So where does it leave the standings? Let's look at the Mountain West standings. CSU 9-2 conference play, 12-3 overall. They sit a half game back from Utah State and Boise State, who is now tied for the Mountain West lead. Can they continue on and do this and win this deal? It's going to be fun to watch to see if they can get this done. Really looking forward to watching this CSU team continue their march to try and win the regular season conference. Let's talk about the Colorado Buffaloes. It was a great night of action for everybody involved, honestly. The Colorado Buffaloes win against Washington State. They actually kind of dominated. They won by 12 there as they beat Washington State like they are supposed to. So they get the sweep of Washington State. They move their record to 13-4. They took care of business. And it was on a night that a lot of people in Colorado were looking at what CSU was going to do. Colorado just steadily, boom, let's get another win. They're back in action on Saturday. I believe that, yeah, Saturday at 7:30, they will be playing again. So, CU will take on Utah in Boulder Saturday at 7 o'clock. It was just another team effort. Nice win. Not a whole lot to say about the Colorado Buffaloes. I did mean to mention as well with Colorado State that they play tomorrow night at 9 p.m. So, it's another late tip for the Colorado State Rams, but they're looking to if they get a sweep here, man, things get really interesting. Let's jump up a level. Let's talk about the Denver Nuggets and the win that they had last night. You talk about a hot basketball team. You got to talk about this Nuggets team who have won 5 straight. When they were down, just a couple days ago, they were 6-7. Now they're 11-7 after 5 straight wins. And this was a blowout one against the Miami Heat, 109-82. They just ran away. Remember, the Heat were shorthanded. They didn't have Jimmy Butler, and that was a problem, obviously. But Jokic had 21 points and 11 boards, and the Nuggets won their 5th straight. They had a 25-point halftime lead and ended up 109-82. Michael Porter Jr., 17 points. Jamichael Green, 15. And Jamal Murray had 14. So, I know I'm not going to harp on it. Michael Porter Jr. is the second best player on this team now. And he's not getting paid like it, and I hope he does, and I hope he's in Denver for a very long time. But Jamichael Green and Michael Porter Jr. should not be outscoring Jamal Murray. Just should not be happening. But they've won 5 straight now. They're 11-7. They're looking really good. They may be right now one of the hottest teams in basketball. The only problem is one of the only teams that is hotter than they are is the Utah Jazz in that Northwest Division, and they've won 10 straight. have the Jazz. But when you take a look at the Western Conference standings, again, the Nuggets sitting fourth. They're trying to make up for some lost ground. The Lakers did lose last night, so that puts the Utah Jazz as the number one seed as of today, way too early, but that puts Utah Jazz as the number one seed in the Western Conference standings tonight. Let's talk some hockey, shall we? The Colorado Avalanche are back in action tonight. The Avalanche look to build off of a huge win against San Jose on Tuesday night with that 7-3 win. They're at home. Can they finally get a sweep? They've split every two-game series that they've had. San Jose, I just don't think, is going to have enough in the tank here tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop on Altitude as well if you want to watch that game. But the Avs looking to move to 5-3. They're 4-3 so far, sitting third in the West. That's your only action tonight for a local level. Wanted to get to one other story that is breaking now, or broke a little bit earlier. Deshaun Watson, the Houston Texans quarterback, has officially asked for a trade out of Houston. Denver has been in the talks to see if they could possibly get him. It would take a ton. Does he want to come to Denver? It's a long shot. It's a long shot. But we've seen it happen before. And can we get it done again? I think if you're a Denver fan, whatever it takes to bring Deshaun Watson to Denver, you do it. That's a look at your sports scene around the big stories. Great win. You get 3-for-3 last night from the college basketball teams jumping up to the Denver Nuggets. All three win. Great night, CSU. They're going to be favorites going into this game against Boise State tomorrow. I just have a feeling about that. You want to find a place to watch the games, the Tavern at St. Michael's Square, as always, is your place to go. Like I said, I was there last Friday night. There's a game that I wanted to watch. It wasn't on. They had soccer on. I mean, that just tells you how deep they go with the sports that they can put on. Didn't want to watch soccer. Hey, could we maybe switch? Boom. I mean, sometimes you see people, they forget about it or they don't really care. I mean, it was as soon as I asked, the game was up on the tube. And that's the type of stuff that go along with the beer that you're having, the food that you're ordering. It's the Tavern at St. Michael's Square. More information on Facebook. Follow them if you dare on Facebook, because as soon as it gets around that lunchtime, I have to like look away from Facebook if I haven't ate yet, because the pictures that they post of their food, and it's not like those Arby's commercials where I don't mean to go at Arby's, but when they look so delicious and then you get it in person and it's like, what the hell is this? Their pictures meet what you get when you sit down and you get it on the plate. It's the Tavern at St. Michael's Square. 10:18 the time. Let's take a break. When we come back, Dr. Kimberly Winter will be joining us to talk about how to be healthy in the new year. Don't go anywhere. It's NoCo Now, presented by the J9 Agencies on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice is 1310 KFKA. Tanner will be back after the break. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Fitting with what's going on with the stock market right now. Welcome back in. It is NoCo Now, presented by the J9 Agencies. Thanks for being with us. That's our poll question on our Facebook page at NoCo Now. Do you partake in any stock market trading? It's crazy what's going on, and we'll get more into that. But we're very happy to be joined by Dr. Kimberly Winter, a family medicine physician with New West Physicians in Highlands Ranch, for joining us. Dr. Winter, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Tanner.
It's great chatting with you again here, and wanted to start off by talking about, you know, New Year. You get a lot of those New Year's resolutions, New Year, New Me, but, you know, those aren't the only things that people should be doing right now.
That's correct. New Year's resolutions are definitely good, but it's also important to remember that wellness visits are something important to have, whether it's in January or June, August, or even December. And just getting in for a wellness visit is really important every year.
So what's the difference between a wellness visit and your annual physical exam?
So unlike the standard head-to-toe physical exam, an annual wellness visit is really focused on preventive care, health screenings, and wellness planning. It gives the patient and the doctor a chance to have a conversation about health status and goals, and helping patients to meet those goals and maximize their ability to stay healthy and well.
Well, in that conversation with a doctor, your doctor can go a long ways.
Yes, it definitely can. And when you don't come in for the wellness visit, we don't know what else might be going on
right.
with you.
Right. Yeah. You can definitely find, you can even probably find some things that you maybe didn't know was going on. So obviously COVID-19 makes this whole going to the doctor thing a little bit trickier for some people. But why is it still that important, even during everything that's going on, to make sure you get these wellness exams?
Well, the wellness exam and the wellness visit, we focus on updating your medical and family history in case new things have come up that might affect your risk. We also take routine measurements such as height, weight, blood pressure, and body mass index. We also kind of look at, depending on your age and gender, what screenings you might be due for over the next 5 to 10 years. We also look at your risk factors. Do you have risk factors for diabetes, heart disease, osteoporosis, or high blood pressure? Do you have some risk factors for depression, which I think we have been seeing a lot of with COVID?
Right. Right, yeah, there's no doubt about it that it kind of just gives you that opportunity to go through a checklist of things. And obviously you can take that away and say, okay, here are things to work with, but what else can annual exams and health screenings do, to keep you healthy?
Well, it gives you a chance to talk to the doctor. It gives the doctor a chance to talk to you and look at what screenings might be helpful, what family history might have come up that maybe happened 11 months before your last visit, and you might have totally forgotten about, oh yeah, Aunt May had that stroke. That might be important for me to know. And so we look at that. We have patients bring in medications if they're on them so that we know what they're taking and we know that the patient understands why they're taking it.
Yeah.
Also is a chance, to look for health advice and risk factors again.
Right. And so, correct me if I'm way off. This is a very very general analogy that I may draw here, but it's almost like a service for your vehicle. There's nothing major wrong, but just making sure everything's working all right.
Exactly. You have those maintenance checkups that's separate from when you have something that's actually wrong with your car, but the maintenance visits are to make sure that you can be as well and healthy as possible and reduce any risk factors you might have for illness or falls or depression, anything like that.
We're talking with Dr. Kimberly Winter, a family medicine physician with New West Physicians in Highlands Ranch. Doctor, going to the hospital, or excuse me, not the hospital, but going to see the doctor can be nerve-wracking for a lot of people in normal times. What can people do to prepare for your annual wellness visit?
I think one thing, it's important to remember that doctor's offices have already been practicing various infection control procedures even before COVID-19. And now we have heightened safety measures for people that come into the office now. We limit the number of people in the clinic. We screen visitors for any symptoms. We encourage hand hygiene and the use of masks, just so that people feel safe coming into the doctor so that we can address any issues they may have.
We're talking again, Dr. Kimberly Winter joining us here. I appreciate her time as always. So this annual wellness visit is, it's preventative care almost as well, right?
It is preventive care because sometimes you might be at risk for something that you didn't even know about, but the wellness visit gives you and the doctor a chance to realize, wow, you are now at an increased risk for this process or this disease. Why don't we get on top of it and lower those risks?
Well, you mentioned a lot of these increased safety protocols that are going into place and what doctors all over the place are working towards. But we've also seen the rise of telemedicine.
Yes, we have. And I think a lot of doctors were probably trying to get into that. COVID-19 just forced a lot of us into it very quickly. And I think the more people use it, the more they realize, especially for things like wellness visits, they're perfect. You don't have to have the exposure of coming into an office. You can just sit down, still face-to-face with your physician and go through what screenings you might be due for, what conditions may have come up, what family member changes may have come up. So I think video visits are really a key thing to remember for wellness visits and for various other checkups.
So obviously, your wellness visit is going to be different depending on your age or your gender or anything that goes along with that. But how does it look? How are they different for everybody?
So you mentioned that age and gender and unique health conditions determine exactly what we might be doing. But for females over the age of 40, we're looking for mammograms, for screening for breast cancer, and pap smears for screening for cervical cancer. And we know, again, that colon cancer is very big and not often diagnosed early enough. So anybody now over the age of 45 actually is recommended to talk to their doctor about getting screened for colon cancer.
Well, and all of those different tests, again, they break it down based on your family history. And I think that's something that maybe goes a little bit by the wayside, and it shouldn't, but your family history plays a big role in what risk you may face.
Absolutely. One thing important to remember, obviously we can't change our genetic makeup, but we can definitely change unhealthy behaviors such as smoking, physical inactivity, and poor eating habits if we find out that many of our family members have had heart disease or cholesterol problems or diabetes. There are things we can do to reduce our risk for developing any of those.
Dr. Kimberly Winter, New West Physicians, located in Highlands Ranch. Doctor, is there anything that we missed? Anything else that the people, our listeners, need to know?
I think it's also important to remember even things like going to the dentist and to the eye doctor are important health maintenance items. We don't always think about it that way, but they're very important to our annual wellness visits as well.
Well, and I think, that, again, talking about stuff that could go by the wayside, with everything that's been going on with 2020 and 2021, that's stuff that could be overlooked, and like you mentioned, it shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't. And obviously, a lot of the places that did mammograms, they were shut down for part of COVID. Now they're back up, and so trying to get back in and get yourself scheduled if you happen to get off of a year because of COVID or your dentist was closed for several months, now's the time to call them up and see if they're taking routine screening visits again.
Dr. Kimberly Winter, a family medicine physician with New West Physicians, thank you so much for your time. As always, we appreciate it, and we always look forward to talking with you.
Always a pleasure talking with you, Tanner. Have a great day.
Thanks. You as well. Again, Dr. Kimberly Winter, New West. She's a family medicine physician with New West Physicians in Highlands Ranch. It's just a good reminder to get out there and make sure your health is in order. You know, the new year, new me whole thing. Got to keep up on that. Busy hour hour two continues. We'll talk with Marcia Schaefer here in just a couple of moments with RSVP Weld County. This is NOCO Now, presented by the J9 Agencies. First, let's get to the bottom of the hour news and weather center.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
.10:37 the time. Welcome back in to the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I am Tanner Schwint. Ryan Kelly's doing the production work. As always, thanks for being with us. As we have another VIP guest joining us. Hey, the VIP, we're rolling out the special treatment here. Marcia Schaefer with RSVP Weld County. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's great catching up. I know last time we talked, man, we were right in the middle of this COVID. And I'm not saying that we're not still right in the middle of it, but we can see the light at the end of the tunnel now.
Yes.
Well, and I'm excited. Thanks for coming in. You've got some new programs that we're going to talk about here. But for anybody who hasn't heard about RSVP Weld County, give us your elevator pitch, so to say.
Of course, absolutely. We are a volunteer program. We work with about 63 agencies in town, providing volunteers who are 55 and older who are giving back to our community. Some of the programs we actually do ourselves. We build ramps for handicapped. We shop for groceries, which was what I was doing this morning, and we deliver those to the homes of homebound. We do reading in the elementary. We do Medicare counseling. We do disaster preparedness programs. and a little of everything else, and veteran services. So if someone needs some assistance, if you're a vet, please give me a call. I have funds available to give you some assistance.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a little bit of everything, I think, is what
yes,
you guys
exactly.
what you do for people. You know, what we talked about last time that really stuck out to me, too, was, you know, how these people have been here. These were the people that you're helping are the people who have created this incredible community that we have now.
That's correct. A lot of them, unfortunately, we just lost one of our oldest members, volunteers, who was 92 here a month ago. And so, but they are just incredible volunteers. They give of their heart and of their soul. A lot of them are the original pioneers around this community.
Well, they don't want to leave. I mean, they don't want to move on from this community. And you're here to ensure that they don't have to, right?
That is correct.
Get the help that they need.
We're trying to keep them in their home and keep them safe and allow them to just have some friends out in the community.
So the big thing, too, that we need to put out there, I know it's kind of crazy. You guys are going. You're open. You're doing these projects.
That's correct. We actually never closed. That's the good thing. And so we're excited to let everyone know that, yes, we are open, and, yes, we are available. And if you need some volunteers, I just heard from Weld Food Bank, and so we're requesting volunteers to help and assist with them as well.
We're talking with Marcia Schaefer with the RSVP Weld County. You mentioned the veteran services. Let's talk about that a little bit more.
Well, we actually, other than COVID, we did a veteran stand-down day for homeless. And over that, we have developed relationships with about 30 agencies that assist veterans. And I work closely with the American Legion 18. We help write them a grant, and they have some funds that are available to assist for veterans who may need rent assistance or groceries or anything that might be a benefit to them.
So, and I'm seeing where you talk to me about you worked with the VA of Cheyenne, is that right?
Yes, we work closely with the VA. They very much have supported our stand down days and been active with us in terms of getting the DAV actually provides. Drivers who will take you to Cheyenne, and so we help find drivers for the veterans.
That one.
Right. Disabled veterans.
Yes, that type of collaboration is what makes all this possible, because it's hard work, right? And it's a lot to do. So that type of collaboration, working with other organizations like that, is huge.
Yes, absolutely. We couldn't do it without them. So, yep, we have. Associations with most of the vet organizations here in town, and a lot of the senior organizations as well. We're part of the Senior Symposium coming up the last Friday of October. We do a Caregiver Appreciation Day with the City of Greeley and various other senior organizations. So, we are heavily active within our community.
Well, and you've got a new program coming out here in February, the Virtual Reading Program, Virtual Reading Partners, that's starting in February.
Yes, we are hoping. In fact, we have just purchased the Android pads for them to use to work one-on-one with students. We have contacted several districts, and District 6 has gotten back with us of interest. So if one of the students has a reading disability or needs assistance to increase their reading skills, which is very important in this day and age, we have volunteers who are willing to work with them virtually and help them. And they are trained in how to help with the reading problems and given different skills. Nancy Robinson, who's in charge of that program, was a district Division I and a teacher for 30 years, and so is well trained in how to work with students, and we'll be working with them virtually. So we're just excited about it.
Kindergarten through fourth grade, right?
Yes.
Kindergarten through fourth grade. We talked about how COVID-19 really impacted senior citizens, but these kids have been through the ringer as well. And you know, the education online and stuff like that, a lot of them could be just looking for somebody as well. But this is that extra help to maybe get them caught back up.
Right. And many times when we were doing it one-on-one, a lot of times it was a positive role model in their lives and giving them encouragement. We had one volunteer who was actually working. He wouldn't let go of a student, so he worked with them from the time they were in kindergarten till the time they were in fifth grade and moved on to middle school. And I think at one point he had like 59 students he was assisting with.
Wow.
So.
That's the type of relationships that you build when you get into stuff like that. And that's the rewarding part of what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. And we do know that seniors who volunteer, they're healthier, they live longer, they're involved in their community, and they have a real support system.
We're talking with Marcia Schaefer, RSVP Weld County. You mentioned the grocery shopping and delivery. That was chaotic for everyone.
Yes.
In 2020. it seems to be getting back to a little bit back to normal, but you guys are still providing that for some of those most at-risk demographics.
Right, at home or disabled, and we have several wheelchair-bound clients. We just take their grocery order, and they provide – we don't pay for it, but we take their grocery order, and then we shop it on Thursday mornings and deliver it Thursday mornings to their homes.
That's so. Do you ever make it recommendations like, no, you really want this, or do you stick straight to the list?
No. We try not to do that. We do call them if there's a substitution.
Right.
COVID has caused some things not to be on the shelves and so forth.
Yeah, there's been some distribution issues for sure.
But we were working with UNC's nutrition program, and they were actually putting in once a month why you should eat vegetables and so forth. So we add that to the different information that's going out.
What's the best way for them to contact you? Are you looking for volunteers for that program?
We are.
Always looking for volunteers.
Looking for volunteers for all of our programs.
Yeah.
But our phone number is 970-396-5492. 970-396-5492. And we are at 809 30th Avenue, right behind Village Inn, across from the police station.
Perfect. Yeah. And we'll throw that out there again here in just a minute. You got a couple other ones that you're still doing. The Project Connect, you're revamping that.
Yes. It's a program for those who might be isolated, who could envision having someone call them once in a while to see how they're doing, and then getting their information to have an emergency contact if we can't reach them. I actually have 5 volunteers already for this program.
That's awesome.
So now I need some clients who might be interested in being called. But we're working with the other agencies to pull information as to who might be interested or who might be available, who might just need some assistance to have someone to talk to.
Well, and that was something, you know, when we couldn't be face-to-face, and that's still out there for a lot of people, that reality still remains. You know, those normal 5-minute conversations on the phone turned into 10 to 15 to 20
right.
minutes, and people are really still looking for that and enjoying that.
Yeah, our grocery clients, we tend to have a longer time than just taking the grocery order. We're used to it.
One last one here, the emergency preparedness program that you're putting together. There's other things out there outside of COVID that can arise, other problems that can arise.
Absolutely. We have done this program now for, I guess, 6 years, but it allows us to do presentations on how to survive a tornado, what to do in case of a fire, and various items like that. And we have all kinds of items to give away as a prize, but we're moving that to Zoom just to play it safe. And so, again, call if you are an agency and would like a program, or you are just someone who'd like to learn more, give our office a call. We'd be happy to help and assist.
Again, that number, 970-396-5492, 970-396-5492, or you can email rsvpweldcounty@gmail.com, rsvpweldcounty@gmail.com. Marcia Schaefer, RSVP Weld County, thank you so much. Is there anything else that we need to get out there to our listeners?
Nope, just stay active and be healthy.
I love it, Marcia. Thank you so much for your time.
You.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of NoCo Now right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state, and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. 10:52 at Snoco Now, presented by the J9 Agencies. Look, if you're into day trading, I hope you didn't have any of these stocks today. Just play the music for me. Play the headline that caught my eye music for me, Ryan, would you? Would you hit that for me? No? No? That would be great. That would be a great time for you to hit that. Let's get to the headline that caught my eye. The AMC Entertainment stock is down 50% already today. It's remarkable what they just did. And I would not be surprised. Look, I'm not here just to talk random stocks. You've listened. I'm talking local economy. I'm talking all these other things. Today is special in a bad way. What they just did by not allowing for anything to go other than for these a couple of stocks, for allowing them not to be bought but just to be sold, that is tampering with the damn market. I don't know how it wouldn't be. I really don't understand it. And so now you're seeing a lot of people that are trying to figure out whether they should be selling now. What should they be doing? Or are they going to hold it? There's a growing push right now for everybody who holds these stocks not to sell, to hold the line. You're seeing an uprising of sorts. It's weird and it's crazy and it's fascinating, all tied together. Look at GameStop. It was up over 300. It's down $109. It's down 32%. And I can guarantee you that they thought it was going to be more than that. It closed, the previous close, what was that? $346 is what it closed at. Watching this is remarkable. 10 a.m. this morning, it was up $469. And it's just been ever since then, I don't get it. What they are doing, it's dropping as I'm watching it right now. So if you're into the day trading side of things, and I'm going to do some research. I'm going to see if I can find somebody out there that knows more about this than I do. But this day trading that's going on, it's scary right now for a lot of people. Because there's people who, the big ones are going to pop out, right? They've lost $1 million. They've lost this. But for people who thought, okay, I had this money, and now just because a couple of apps are saying, no, this is not, you can't buy it, can't trade it. So what's happening is that they're locking people like Ryan and I out of these apps from being able to trade the stock. But these hedge funds, these suits, are able to trade it at will. That's a problem. That is an absolute problem. And it's kind of crazy. You're seeing everybody come out against this. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Donald Trump Jr. were on the same page on this. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Something is going on here, and it's a problem. And it's going to have major ramifications for millions of people. Some, sure, bigger than others. But there's a lot of people in 2020 who jumped in and said, I'm going to get into stocks. I'm going to do some day trading. And now they are trying to control the market because of it, because they don't have the power, and it bugs them. So where's it going to go? What are the ramifications from this? I can guarantee you this won't be the last time we talk about this. Been a fun show here today. Want to say thanks to one of our sponsors, Air Solutions, Dusty Rhodes and Company, $250 off a complete replacement system, $250 off. Get the top-of-the-line equipment and get it for cheaper just because you listen to KFKA. Call 970-356-7072, 970-356-7072 to get $250 off a complete replacement system. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Jason Alvin will join us, Brady Hole, as always. Again, going to see what we can find on somebody that can explain this a little bit better about what's going on and where it's going. What's the end game here? So we'll have all of that. It's bouncing back at the moment. You can just sit here and watch it and do that. Maybe that's what you'll do the rest of the day. Keep it on KFK. Listen to the Power Trip coming up next with Pete and Duggan. Then listen to the whole show from 12 to 2. Again, the whole show. They got David Roddy. He's got David Roddy coming on, Brady. He got David Roddy after what was an incredible game. They beat Boise State. He's got him on today. So that'll be a great interview to be listened to as well. Thanks to Clark Johnson. He'll have the hockey call tonight at 8 o'clock. There's a lot going on. We had a busy day trying to get your head wrapped around it. Miles Blumhardt, stay off I-25. I-25 sucks. You're going to get in a wreck out there. Was that the takeaway? If you drive on I-25, you're probably going to get into a wreck. Maybe not that extreme. But be careful driving out there on the interstate for the next couple of years. Kimberly Winter, make sure you go get checked. Family history is a big thing as well. Get that annual wellness check. And then, of course, Marcia Schaefer. If you're looking to volunteer, RSVP Weld County, check them out. That'll do it for us. Like I mentioned, we got the power trip coming up. Streaming services available on KF1310KFK.com. If you want to watch any of our high school action, you can get the link there to get it done. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Podcast going up on our Facebook page at NOCO Now. Re-listen to some of these interviews we had today. For Ryan Kelly, I am Tanner Schwint. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's NOCO Now, presented by the J9 Agencies on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.